Joining me on the line now is Glenda Stevens, the CEO of Homelessness Australia, to talk about the conference which is taking place at the moment. Glenda, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mitch.
So I was just having a look at your media release, and it's entitled Breaking Homelessness, and it talks about five steps which are needed to eliminate homelessness in Australia. So can you just give us a bit of a rundown on what they entail?
Mitch, we've come up with five steps to break homelessness. And it's certainly not rocket science. It's about the government, the community and individuals working together, putting together a preventative action program so people don't fall into homelessness, supporting services for those who already are experiencing homelessness to help them get back on their feet, ensuring that the experience of homelessness is as short as possible, because we know that the longer somebody is experiencing homelessness, the more devastating it is. And also to have a robust economy with strong job opportunities. So once people are back on their feet or almost on their feet, they're able to actually get a job and contribute to our community. And the fifth one is very important. It's actually making housing available and housing that is affordable for all Australians.
Yeah, so as you said, they make a lot of sense, those steps. If we just touch on them in a little bit more detail, I mean, step one, you're looking at that preventative approach. What actions do we need to take to sort of prevent the problem in the first place?
We need to look at what actually causes homelessness, okay? So the number one cause of homelessness in our country is women and children escaping domestic violence that leads to children developing a cycle of homelessness, which then is a generational problem. But if we go back and look at what causes the issues of the violence, so it's a very deep examination. What causes, mental illness? Why people develop mental illness, or is it the stresses of life? So we need to actually take a very strong look at things that actually cause other problems in our society as well as homelessness and find ways to overcome that.
Yes, and then step two, you've got support for services. And what are some of these services? It says here that there's as many as 1,500 specialist services around Australia. Is that right?
That's correct, Mitch. We have 1,500 specialist services, and some of them are these include domestic violence services. Some of them are very large. If you think of maybe Salvation Army or Mission Australia, they belong to a large organisation, and they have quite a few different services that might support different people, whether it's young people or a mixture of older people, people with culturally and linguistically different backgrounds. Other services are very small. They could be a domestic violence shelter that is around the corner from your house and might have six beds and operates on a shoestring. Both offer different things, and there's space in the sector for both.
Is it important that there's such a large and, I guess, diverse range of services to make sure that we are catering for individual needs?
That's correct, Mitch. You've hit it right on the head. We need to cater for individual needs. Sometimes we like to use an analogy of when a child goes to preschool, the teachers set up an individual learning program because every child learns differently. As in homelessness, every person has different needs, needs to be assessed and supported in a different way to help them achieve a positive outcome. So it's the same thing. Everybody needs to be resourced and helped differently.
And then we've got step three, which says ensure that experiences of homelessness are as short-term as possible. So if people do fall into that sort of situation, what do you suggest that we do to make sure that it is a short-term fall?
Mitch, this does tie in with step number five about making housing available for all. At the moment, we have about 244,000 people every year come to homelessness services for help. And the one thing they ask mostly for is somewhere to sleep, somewhere to live. And that actually is the hardest thing to supply. So by making housing available, we're making the experience of homelessness as short as possible, which means that the devastating effects of homelessness being issues with mental health, issues with physical health, if it's a young person, interrupting their education, which means that negatively affects employment opportunities, all those things are as short as possible.
So is this talking about increasing public housing or looking at rent affordability or even both?
Both, Mitch. Also, looking at developing schemes like the NRAS scheme, which has now been terminated, which is encouraging developers and people to invest in affordable housing.
Yes, I remember that NRAS scheme, and that's terminated, but was that a successful scheme?
It was successful to a point. It did make available some affordable housing, but not to the extent that the government had anticipated.
I mean, I think one of the issues might have been just the targeting of that, because I think a lot of students were using that accommodation, and perhaps people that were from overseas, you know, using, as in students coming in from overseas using that accommodation. So perhaps it wasn't targeted specifically to homeless people here.
That's correct. It was the targeting by the developers was not what it was anticipated to be used for.
So is increasing public housing, say, in Victoria, likely to occur under the government that we've got at the moment?
The governments are working hard to find ways to increase the availability of housing, whether it is actually public housing or social housing, by things such as Common Ground or four-year projects, or even there's another project which is happening in Victoria called Home Ground, which is a social real estate agency who are, all instead of taking the profits home, they're actually putting the profits from their agency back into the service, which means they can rent houses to people in main parts of Melbourne for less than market the general market price.
Okay, that's an interesting initiative. And step four there, you've got a robust economy. And I guess that is also common sense in that we need to have more employment opportunities and that type of thing. I mean, what would you say are the big action steps that we need to take to achieve that?
Oh, goodness me. I'm not an economist, and I'm certainly not looked at all the aspects. But we need to have the availability for people to continue their education to whatever level they need to be enable them to have a job that is satisfying and contributing. We also need to look at things like underemployment, youth unemployment, and casual work rates, where people are working maybe two or three part-time jobs as opposed to one full-time job, and that's out of necessity rather than desire. And then if you're working in a casual or a part-time position, quite often it's harder to get together a bond for a house.
Yes, spot on. Yep.
So there's a flow-on effect there.
Okay. Well, I know that you've got something coming up at 9:30, but just before I let you go, you've got you're at the National Homelessness Conference. It's up there on the Gold Coast between September 10 and September 12. What do you think are the big things that are going to come out of that conference?
The big things that are going to come out of the conference is those of us working in the sector, working together, is looking at bringing together all our knowledge and trying to find some paths which will work in different sectors that have worked in other sectors, and cross-pollinate our information to help young people, older people, women, those who are chronically homeless to escape the devastating effects of homelessness.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Glenda, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the program.
My pleasure, Mitch. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenda Stevens, CEO of Homelessness Australia there, talking about the five action steps that they believe need to happen in order to resolve the issues of homelessness in Australia. And step one was the sort of preventative approach and looking at some of the drivers behind homelessness. The support for services was number two, which was surprising to me to see that there were 1,500 specialist homelessness services in Australia. And then step three was about short-term homelessness, so making sure that we have housing and that type of thing, robust economy, and then making housing available for all in step five there. So we'll see what the outcomes are of that conference. The conference website, for anyone interested, is available by going to nhca.net.au, nhca.net.au.